Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. You want to have some fun?
Yeah, we want to.
Okay, are you ready? Sing along now.
My name is Stanley Bookman, and I come from the world of ink. I live in a town called Storyville that's closer than you think. Just hop online and you will find my online world of fun. There's stories, poems, and features on everything under the sun. Just type in Stories for Children magazine at .org to the end. Come join me in reading adventures, we're sure to become good friends. So come to the world of ink with me, we'll share a story or two. We'll go all over the world, you'll see, we'll have fun the whole day through.
Follow me to the world of ink.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Stories for Children show at Block Talk Radio's World of Ink Network with your hosts, V.S. Grenier, Chris Quinn Christopherson, and, of course, myself, Irene Rose. It's truly an honor to be here with you tonight. It's Monday, August the 29th, 2011, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. As always, Stories for Children can be listened to live at blogtalkradio.com/World of Ink Network, or you can listen to it on demand at any time you'd like, at the same address, or on iTunes. Just search for World of Ink Network, and you'll find our shows on iTunes. We'll be taking your questions today through our chat room, or if you'd like to call in later towards the end of the show, the phone number to call is 714-242-5259. That's 714-242-5259.
Thanks, Irene, for that lovely introduction. You always do such a great job. Well, we're excited tonight. You're welcome. We're doing our show at a different time tonight. Usually we do it at 2 p.m. Eastern, because I know we changed the time. We usually do it 2 p.m. Sorry, guys, it's my dog. 2 p.m. Eastern on every other Monday. This is why we don't do it at night, because my dog starts barking and my kids are home. Anyways, this is V.S. Grenier, and the reason why we are doing a later show tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern is because we actually have a youth author with us tonight, Linnea Bailey, which we're very excited about, because normally, and I was just telling her earlier, you know, usually we're talking to, you know, all us old fart writers, and so, you know, that we're around when the dinosaurs were roaming the planet, so it's nice to actually have a young author with us tonight to share her story and to talk about her book. Just so you guys know a little bit about Linnea, she is a six-year-old author, and she has a message for children who are like her, that just because you're bigger than other kids doesn't mean that people have the right to bully you. And her debut book is called Not Fat Because I Want to Be. And what the book's about is it details the struggles of Jessica, a fictional girl who has an underlying medical issue that causes her to gain weight, and basically it's about her having an enlarged colon. And she gets bullied by her peers, and Jessica learns to accept her body and to eventually open up and tell her classmates about her medical problems so they understand why she is the way she is, and so they'll hopefully stop bullying her. And I think it's wonderful because the story is based on a lot of what Linnea went through when she was in kindergarten. I can't talk tonight. And I think it's great that she has stood up to be an advocate against anti-bullying and to write a fictional book, based on her story. So welcome to the show, Linnea. We're glad to have you tonight. And we also have your mom with us, LaToya, as well. So welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
We're good. We're so excited to have you. I was telling you before the show started that when your mom, LaToya, contacted me, I was really excited about your book, Not Fat Because I Want to Be, because my son, who's now 15 years old, also had an enlarged colon when he was growing up and went through a lot of the same things in elementary school, where kids would pick on him and bully him because he was a husky little guy compared to all the little skinny boys in school. And so I as a parent, you know, I understand how hard that was for your mom to see you go through that, and my son, you know, had a hard time making friends as well. So I think it's great that you are willing to, you know, stand up and say, you know, this isn't right, and you shouldn't bully people just because of the way they look. So I just want to tell you that I'm very proud of how brave you are in sharing your story with everybody. Did we lose you, Lanai? Are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
You're so quiet. Now, I would love for you, Lanai, to share with us when did you start writing your book?
I started writing my book last year.
Last year?
Wow.
And your mom helped you write your book, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, who did your illustrations? Was it your dad or was it a friend?
It was an illustrator.
It was an illustrator? Because I love the illustrations. They're very colorful.
That's right.
It's a beautiful book. Very well
done. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, you're very much against, you know, anti-bullying, which I agree with. So can you share with us, you know, what's the biggest thing you when people read your book, what you want people to learn when they read your book?
That if you are a bully and you read my book about kids getting bullied, you shouldn't do it even though you hear about kids getting teased. It's bad because you hurt their feelings. And when they learn about people getting bullied, they think they should be a bully so the bully can be their friend. And they can, so then they can become a bully and tease other people. But one thing, they shouldn't do that because, so they won't carry on to do the same thing and then become a bully. And then the other person can do the same thing. And then all of them can become bullies, and that's not nice to do because it hurts people's feelings, and it can make people become one of you.
Right. Now, do you see a lot of kids getting bullied at school, you know, with school starting this year? Have you seen that already start with the new school year?
No.
Well, that's good. Do you think that more schools are starting to teach kids not to bully other kids?
Can you say that again?
Do you think schools need to be more involved in teaching children not to bully other children?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you heard teachers talk about that yet? About how they're trying to stop bullying in school?
No.
No. Oh, because our school this year, because my daughter's in first grade, and she, when I went to her open house just this last week, she told me her teacher has up on there to, you know, to stop bullying. And so at her school, they're actually starting to teach kids to not bully each other out on the playground or to tease each other anymore. So I just wasn't
sure
if maybe your school was teaching that. Yeah, it is really good that they're not doing that anymore. So, I'm going to actually go in October because I told her teacher about your book, Lanaya. And I'm going to read the book to my daughter's first grade class.
That's wonderful.
To help teach that message. Yeah, they were excited to hear about your book because that's what her school's about this year. This year, their theme at her school is to stand up and not bully.
Very
so
good.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, the message is starting to get out. So I think it's great that you're sharing that. Now, why did you pick to name your character Jessica?
Because I wanted a character in my book so it can be, like, a little bit fun to read and have a character in the book. And I thought a character would be a good idea so more kids can start reading it and thinking it's a cool book.
Oh, and it is. Now,
is
Jessica, is that one of the names you really like? Is that why you named your character Jessica? Or did your mom help you pick? Yeah. Or did your mom help you pick the name, or did you pick it all yourself? You
picked
her name.
Myself.
You don't have a friend called Jessica, do you? You don't have a friend that's called Jessica, do you?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Now, I know one of the interviews that you did on one of the blogs during your World of Ink tour, you talked about your dog. You have a dog named Diva?
Yes.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a Yorkie from Mr. Poodle.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah.
I have a miniature schnauzer.
Today, it's nice. My dog's birthday.
Oh, really? How old's your dog?
How old is it?
2.
Oh.
So it's just a baby still, this little puppy.
Yeah.
How cute. Are you thinking about writing another book, maybe with your dog in the story?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that'd be really
cute. And we're going to do a TV show and a coloring book about it.
Wow.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I think that's cool.
A great idea. Now, I'm just curious, do you have any brothers or sisters, or is it just you?
Just me.
Nice.
Well, I grew up as the only child, too, until I was 15. Then my sister came along.
Wow.
Do you want a brother or sister?
Yes.
Do you tell your mom that all the time?
She said that she's going to adopt.
Oh, well, that's fun. Do you want a brother or a sister, or one of both?
Both.
I may as well.
Yep, then you can have more fun and play, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you were in kindergarten when you wrote your book, so are you in first grade this year?
Yes.
Yeah? So when do you start school? Have you started yet, or do you start after Labor Day?
I started already.
You did?
That was
Monday
or Tuesday.
Oh, okay. My kids just started back, too. Do you like your teacher?
Yes. She's nice.
You're like, I have to say that. I'm on radio. She might hear me. I'm good. I'm glad you like your teacher. My daughter today got her first homework assignment.
Oh, wow.
Have you gotten any homework yet?
No, not yet. Well, my teacher said I'm going to start.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. So, For the adults, you know, all the grown-ups who read your book, what do you hope they learn from your book?
That if your child is a bully, you know, and you let them do it, and you start thinking that it's bad, then you should know that you should stop it if you know it's bad, and you shouldn't just let it keep going if you know it's bad.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, Lanaya. I think it's really sad when parents don't tell their kids to stop being bullies.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder. Do you ever wonder if their parents were bullies when they were kids?
That's a good point.
I do. I always wonder when a kid's a bully, if their mom or dad was a bully when they were younger. Do you ever wonder that?
Sorry. Yeah.
That sounds bad.
Aww.
Yeah. Irene, what were you going to ask?
I was just going to make a comment. You know, you sometimes see parents in a grocery store along with their children, and you can see bully types of behavior going on, and you're wondering, oh, my goodness, you know, they're not setting a great example here, are they? So, you know, you kind of see that, you know, every once in a while, not often, thank goodness, but, you know, you see it every once in a while, and you sort of scratch your head going, my goodness, you know, even the parents, some of them don't know better, you know, so... That's really sad. I agree.
So, Lanaya, I'm just curious. If you see somebody being a bully, what would you say to them?
Mm-hmm. I would say you should stop because you know you need to know that bullying is not nice to do. And I will just let them do it and go tell a parent. If I was to go to a principal, a teacher, or a parent, even though it's not their child, I still tell.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's really good. Now, because I know you've had kids tease you and try and bully you, what can you share with other kids who have people bullying them and teasing them? What would you tell them they should do to get help?
I would say you shouldn't just let them do it. You, even though it can be scary sometimes and you feel scared to do, you should do it anyway so they can make them stop.
Yeah.
So you would just verbally say stop, right? Stop doing that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Because when somebody does it, you know that if you tell, they won't do it anymore. Even if you're scared or not, you still should tell.
Right.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, like I said, Lynette, I think it's so great that you're standing up and sharing your story and telling bullies to stop and letting kids who are getting teased and getting bullied to know that they're not alone, that you guys can all stand together and help stop other kids from picking on you know, children, because it's not nice. It's not nice when one set of kids picks on another set of kids. And I think everybody should be friends and just have fun and play, don't you?
Yes, because if you become friends, then you know that they won't do it anymore.
That's right. Have you made friends with any of the kids who used to pick on you?
No, because now I go to a different school, and everybody in the class now is all my friends.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. And I bet you'll make some more friends in every year at school, because you're a brave girl and you're smart, and you definitely have a future at being a writer, so we hope to see more books from you.
It's really hard to believe. I was just going to say that kids that age, even so young, like in kindergarten, would be bullying one another. You know, it kind of blows my mind sometimes just to think of that whole idea of, you know, such young kids being so mean to one another. You know, you keep thinking, well, they'll just be kind to one another, you know. But that, of course, is not quite where we are, is it?
No, it's not. Obviously, as Lanai has been telling us here, you know, she started writing her book, Not Fat Because I Want to Be, in kindergarten, because she was getting bullied. And, I mean, she's 6 years old. My daughter is 6 years old. And last year when my daughter was in kindergarten, I was really surprised to see, especially among the girls, that little cliques were already starting to form, that there were girls not liking other girls just because of how they dressed or wore their hair.
Unbelievable.
That doesn't sound nice. What if you guys, what if they were wearing the same thing?
You know,
could wear the same thing and still tease somebody?
Yep. That happened in my daughter's school. When she was in kindergarten last year, her and this other girl, they used to wear a lot of the same type of clothes, and so she didn't like my daughter because they dressed, you know, sometimes they actually wore the same outfit to school. So she decided that my daughter, you know, couldn't be her friend.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it was really sad.
That doesn't sound really nice.
Sometimes they can just
wear the same thing, but even if they are, you shouldn't be mean to them just because of that.
No, I agree.
It was really sad. And of course, her teacher, you know, told the other little girl that she was not being nice and couldn't go out and play because of that. But, you never know why somebody's going to decide to be a bully. I mean, sometimes, and I don't know, I mean, because, I mean, obviously you've met some bullies. From the bullies I saw with my son, a lot of them were bullies because they thought, with my son being bigger than them, that they had to try and be mean to him because they were afraid that maybe he would try and be a bully to them. So they tried to be a bully first.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So sometimes I think kids are bullies because they are jealous of the kid that they're teasing.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it doesn't seem like that, a lot of the times bullies, you know, it's because they actually are jealous of you, and that's why they decide to tease and bully you, because they don't want you to know that, you know, that they're jealous of you or might be afraid of you or wish they could be like you. And so
some of them are uncertain too. Some of them are very uncertain too, aren't they?
Yeah. Sometimes bullies don't know who they are.
Exactly. They're very uncertain and weak themselves, and so they figure that, well, to compensate, you know, they just, well, you know, do all kinds of wacky things, and one of them is bullying, which is very serious, you know. So
it is. Now, Lanai, you got to meet our First Lady, Michelle Obama. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I really want to meet her. And I want to meet Barack Obama, and I want to have a play date with their kids.
Yeah.
And I wish that we can be friends.
I think that would be great, especially because she's really big about teaching kids that it's important to read, and you have a book, so I think that would be a really good thing.
And my mom did send some copies to Michelle Obama's mom and Michelle Obama and Barack Obama.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, maybe you'll get a letter from them eventually. Uh-huh. Right now they seem pretty busy. But you never know.
No, that's right.
Fun. Can you put your mom on so we can talk to her a little bit for a second, Lanaya?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
No.
Hi, she is such a brave girl, let me tell you.
Oh, she is.
And
thank
so
you.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Now, LaToya, I know that you co-authored the book with your daughter, and I'm just curious, did you kind of push her into, I guess I shouldn't use the word push, but inspire her to sit down and kind of start writing about what was happening to her to, because I know a lot of psychiatrists use that technique, you know, to help them work through the emotional aspect of what happened. Is that kind of how it started and how it led into the book originally?
Well, basically what happened was I started noticing that Lanaya was being withdrawn on the day she would come home from school. Like she was laying down and didn't want to eat, didn't want to watch TV, didn't want to talk. Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, let's figure out a way to help her release this, you know. So I said, do you want to do some artwork or what do you want to do? And she said, well, I want to write a book. So I'm like, a book? Okay, all right, that's different. And I know that writing is therapeutic, so just to write something, you know, your feelings out on paper is a good way to release, you know. So when she said she wanted to write a book and she told me the title, we spent about a week, and she told me everything that happened, all the things that the kids were calling her and just a lot of stuff, and just listening to her and just recanting all the stuff, I was like, wow, it was just horrifying to know that your child was going through something like that and you weren't there per se to be able to protect them pretty much. So that's how it all came about.
Now I'm curious because I know in the book Lanaya mentions that besides the kids teasing her, that actually the teachers were making comments as well. So when you talked to the teachers, did they seem like they were basically telling you one thing and turn around and doing another, or did they finally come around and actually start helping to stop it?
Well, the first occurrence was an old daycare provider. She was telling Lanaya how bad she was and, you know, just telling her that she wasn't pretty and all this stuff. So when Lanaya didn't want to go to daycare the next day, I called the provider and I asked her what happened. And she told me that she did say that those things and she thought it was okay. So Lanaya's dad and I, we immediately pulled her from that particular daycare. So we put her in another daycare, and that's when it started all over again, and it started with the children. And so the daycare provider, she told us that she would, like, nip it in the bud. She would talk to the parents and just make it stop. But that never happened. So we contacted one of the parents, and we were able to, you know, like, come to amends on that. And that, you know, that one stopped as well. But some of the just a lot of, you know, different things that happened. We basically went head on to the people of the kids that were actually teasing her. So it was never the teachers that per se that teased her. Like she said, the book is fictional. It's based on a fictional character, but also based on her true story as well.
Yeah. That's why I was just kind of curious if there was some of that. Because, I mean, as you said, you know, you had the one daycare provider who was actually saying stuff. And the reason why I brought that up is my son was actually – and I know you and I talked about back when, you know, we had first discussed about doing the World of Ink tour for Lanaya's book, how my son went through a very, you know, pretty similar situation when he was younger. And the teachers were pretty good about it. But as he got into the elementary schools, he had a few of, like, the, you know, and obviously they're volunteer parents, but, you know, they're still part of the school. They're still getting paid to be out there as recess, you know, attendees. And
right.
They would make comments to him. And it really got my, it just, my blood pressure was rising
every
time
we
come home.
I know how it feels. Definitely. Yeah. I know how it feels. You know, when it's your kid, it's like, okay. I mean, you can tease me. You can say what you want to say about me. But when it comes to my child, it's like, there's no holds barred.
That's just wrong. That's just really wrong, you know. Especially in an educational setting, I think, you know, you want teachers that can set an example, right? And that's not much of an example, is it?
Right. You're right. Not even an example. I think that bullying should be something in the curriculum for all grades and not just the upper grades, because it starts early.
Yeah, well, and that's why, you know, I had asked Lanaya, you know, I don't know if you could hear the questions I was asking, but I did ask her this year, since she's in first grade, if at her school, if they have a, you know, if they're teaching anti-bullying in the classroom, because, and I mean, I'm out in Utah. I mean, we're all in different states. I mean, Irene lives out in Canada. So, you know, every state, every country is very different in what they do. I mean, even every county within a state is very different in what they do. But where I'm at here in southern Utah, this year, it's a really big thing, and their whole thing is to stand up against bullying. That's actually their theme this year at my daughter's elementary school, and actually in our whole entire school district in our county.
That's a great
thing.
That's a great thing.
It is. And so I told them about your book, and her teacher in October is going to have me come read the book to my daughter's whole first grade class. And I don't know if the other first grade classes are going to come in or not, but I know at least it will be to those students. And I was going to bring the book into the principal, too, and show it to her as well. So, you know, there are some schools and some school districts that are actually starting to teach it in the elementary grades. But I agree. I mean, it's definitely something that that needs to go across. Now, I'm kind of curious, because I know you're such an advocate and campaigning, you know, wholeheartedly like you should be as a parent. I mean, like I said, I was there with you, you know, literally 10 years ago. My son's now 15. And
wow.
I went through this back when he was, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. And there's that whole, gosh, what? I can't even think of the name of it again. I just saw it on TV. I'm like, I got to remember the name of this. But it's, they have the actors, and the last one I saw was with the cast from the show House. But it's that whole national bullying campaign that they're trying to start. The commercials come on every so often during primetime TV. Have you thought about contacting them? Just because, I could really see that.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what show you're referring to. Well, the commercial, I haven't seen it.
I can't remember the name of it. And I just talked about this on the, like, 2 months ago on my Family Matters show that I do with Keisha Barnum. We were talking about it, and I can't remember it, but it's about bullying. It's actually a national campaign that they have going on. I'll have to look it up and shoot you an email on it. Stopbullying.org. There you go. I knew that they had one. Yeah,
okay.
.org.
Yeah,
and there's
I visited their website before.
Yeah, the whole cast of the it's on Fox, on the Fox channel. For me, it's Channel 13. Not Glee, it's the show House.
Oh, okay.
They have their whole cast doing commercials for it. But there's other. I think Glee's also a part of it. But it seems, just from what I've seen from you know, when I do see those commercials pop up during prime time, that more people are definitely becoming more aware there's a problem out there. I think it's always been there. I think it was even there when we were all growing up. But it's definitely, it seems like now there's more kids, and you have bigger classroom sizes. I think it's unfortunately becoming more prevalent than it used to be.
Right. You got kids committing suicide from this now. So, back when I was growing up, it wasn't this bad. You always had it, but it wasn't to the point where you would go kill yourself because someone is taunting you and teasing you every day and not wanting to go to school. So, it's an epidemic right now, and It's something that really needs to be taken to a higher level so people can really understand the effects that bullying has on kids.
Yeah. Now, I mean, as a parent, and I mean, obviously, I went through a little bit of it last year with my daughter in kindergarten. She's the same age as Linnea. Ashley's also 6 years old. But I went through a lot more, obviously, with Dominic because, you know, he had the whole Ponti enlarged colon and just,
yeah.
I mean, we actually, you know, we had to go see a doctor, did the whole x-rays, the whole just regimen of medications and stuff just to get his lower half functioning properly. But,
wow.
Yeah, not fun. And I remember mentioning to you, I mean, he eventually outgrowed it, you know, outgrew the medical condition. I mean, you know, now he's 15 and he's fine. I mean, they told him he could have some, you know, and I don't know what your doctors told you, but in his case back then, they had told him, you know, if he didn't get the constipation and stuff under control, that he could have ramifications in his older life with colitis and stuff. And so far we haven't seen anything, but, you know, and
well,
obviously medical science. Yeah, medical science has advanced a lot more since then, so hopefully they have better methods than they did for my son. It was mostly enemas, and that really was not fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, not fun.
Yeah.
So, but going through it now, especially with, you know, obviously 10 years ago, I mean, bullying was around then, but it seems like definitely it's escalated in the 10 years, and being a mom who's dealing with it now, I mean, what tips can you share for parents to look for to see if their kids are, one, a bully, and two, if their kids are being bullied? Because I think sometimes we're so busy as parents that we'll ask the kids, how was your day? And they'll go, oh, you know, it was okay. And they're like, oh, is everything okay? And they're like, oh, I'm just tired. And so we just, you know, oh, we need to get dinner going or whatever. And so we're just like, oh, okay. And we just kind of don't really pay as, I don't, and I'm not saying that we're bad.
Yeah.
We're so busy. I don't think we pay as close attention
as we need
to.
No, I understand. It's like you have a busier lifestyle nowadays. You have to work extra hard and more hours to basically make ends meet. So I understand. I think that parents need to communicate more. You know, sit down at the dinner table with your kids and find out what's going on with them to see, like, you know, if something's going on. If you start noticing, like I said, Linnea was being withdrawn. She didn't want to do the things that she was doing usually. Like, she would come home. She didn't want to watch TV. She didn't want to eat. She didn't really want to talk. So those were some of the signs that I saw in her. But a lot of times you'll see, you know, them lashing out at home, you know, a lot of times they may get bullied at school and come home and take it out on their brothers, their sisters, or even the parents, you know. So,
right.
Like I said, the most important thing to find out if your child is being bullied or is a bully is to communicate. And, you know, just to let them know that they shouldn't tease people or treat people bad because of their differences. You know, don't judge a book by its cover. And just treat everyone the same. And I say the most important thing is treat people the way that you like to be treated. No matter what.
Oh,
that's
yeah. I really agree.
Yeah.
I really agree with that. And, you know, that's, and I think you've made a really valid point in the fact, you know, sitting down, talking to the kids and, you know, trying to find that time, family time, be it, you know, sitting down and having dinner together every night or whatever. Because I know, I mean, now I work from home. I'm a writer. I'm an editor. So I'm home with my kids constantly, which is why I walked away from my old job. But I used to actually be a fashion buyer, and I worked for a lot of big companies. So I traveled, which made it really hard because, you know, I'd be gone for weeks at a time. And, you know, and I live in Utah. I used to live in L.A., so I was doing the L.A. commute and traffic, you know, an hour and a half one way, an hour and a half home, and, you know, just a nightmare. So by the time you get, by the time you get home, you're just tired and exhausted. And my poor son, you know, he was being raised in, he was at private school and then would go from there into the after-school program. And so our time was so limited. It was like get home, do homework, eat dinner, take a bath, go to bed.
Oh, yeah.
And that was our night. And I think as parents, we forget to find that quality time with our kids because we are busy.
Yeah.
I was really surprised to see a few years ago that they were really pushing the whole, you know, family game night. You know, have one night a week that you sit down and have family game night. Now, my religion, I was always raised that, you know, we picked one night of a week to have as our family home evening night, and that was just how I was always raised. So that was just like a no-brainer to me. But when I started seeing that pop up on TV, I was like, wow. And I started thinking about life. I'm going, you know, it's true. A lot of people are busy, and if they don't have something that they already raised, you know, I, like I said, I was raised that way, so I just carried that same tradition into my own life when I got married. But a lot of people mm-hmm. didn't, and so, you know, it's true. I think, you know, it is important to find that time to sit down and communicate with your kids. It sounds like Linnea loves school, which is great considering, you know, going through that, because my son hated school, still hates school. I mean,
She did too.
Well, yeah, I think it's great that she's actually, you know, starting to like school again, because my son, mm-hmm. you know, even though we got him out of the situation and curtailed a lot of the bullying, he's a sophomore this year, and, you know, he still has a very small group of friends he hangs out with. A lot of kids, you know, try and be his friend, but he just isn't as trusting to kids, and if he didn't have to go to school, he wouldn't.
I'm sure there are other kids out there like that.
And it's so sad because, you know, school is, you know, for me, that was my social time. I didn't like school because, you know, I hated the schoolwork part of it, but I loved going every day because I got away from the house and I got to socialize for 6 hours with no parents over my shoulder. It was great. You know, and so it's so sad to see my son not view school that way. I'm like, what are you talking about? You get away from me for 6.5 hours. You can tell your friends whatever you want. You can tell my horns coming out of my head. I wouldn't know. And he's like, you know, whatever, Mom.
Latoya, I was going to ask you a question, too, about, you know, raising daughters and raising a young daughter like you are. What are mm-hmm. some of the ways that you can teach them unconditional self-love, you know, loving themselves regardless of, you know, shape, size, you know, and so on? Are there any tips you can give us about
definitely.
That?
What I do is I tell Linnea every day how beautiful she is. I tell her how much I love her and that I'm going to always love her forever. We play games, you know, like we stand in the mirror, and I do like little things with her hair and stuff like that, and I let her choose her own clothes sometimes. That way she, you know, has a sense of independence. So, you know, when you try to let them do things on their own and you just instill that you love them and that you care, you always be there and that they're beautiful no matter what, I think that helps. I think that definitely helps.
Yeah,
that's
I agree. Do you find, and I think sometimes, especially in the school environment, you know, teachers don't realize, I mean, because a lot of people when they hear bullying, they think automatically, you know, big boy bullying, small scrawny boy. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I know when I was growing up, even though that type of bullying was the one that you saw more readily out in, like, in your eye, there's actually that subtle bullying happening between the girls because girls are more body conscious. They're definitely a lot more critical, you know, what you're wearing, how you do your hair, even who your friends are, you know, type of music you listen to. So considering everything Linnea's already been through, as a mom, knowing that, you know, there's just, by the time she hits high school, there's going to be even more pressure.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things, you know, being a mother of a daughter, I mean, I have two daughters myself, are you trying, I mean, I obviously, you know, the tips that you just said that you're doing to try and help instill it, but what other things are you doing to also kind of help get her ready to have that self-confidence she's going to need? Because I'm starting to see 10, 12, you know, starting at age 10 and age 12 where they're really already, I mean, they're even getting on the whole boyfriend kick. And I'm just like crazy going, this is why I wanted all boys. I'm not ready for this. So, I mean, mother to mother,
I try to instill a lot of arts and, like, the creative arts into her, like dance, acting, that type of stuff. I try to keep her around those type of people. So the way, you know, because a lot of times when you're into the arts, you become more confident and you become more creative, just aware more of yourself. So that's what I try to do. I try to, you know, like she's taking karate, she's taking dance lessons and, you know, that type of thing. So that's helping her with her confidence. Her confidence level is like really through the roof now.
Well, I imagine, especially with, you know, all the different interviews that she's done recently, and I know you guys have been out and doing some book signings. Now, speaking of that, and watching her, you know, out there, you know, helping to promote her book, obviously. I mean, I know you're promoting, but, you know, she is as well. What have you seen, like, adults and kids say when they meet Lanaya, and what do you see happening with her, like the transformation that's happening? Because, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, that her self-confidence isn't getting boosted, you know, being 6 years old and having a book published. I mean, my gosh, it's just, mm-hmm. you know, phenomenal.
Yeah. I saw a major transformation in her from the, like, when the book first came out, she was shy and she was still kind of introverted, you know, not really wanting to talk, and her answers were like just one word in answers. And so mm-hmm. when we started getting out doing the book signings and she started talking to other kids and they started telling her that they were going through the same things and that, you know, like that she helped them come out and talk to their parents and talk to their teachers and stuff like that, I think that inspired her more. So that helped her open up a little bit more. And just seeing the emails and stuff like that, we get a ton of emails a day.
Wow.
So I read every email to her. And just reading those emails and her seeing that there are other people out here that she's inspiring, mm-hmm. like I said, I think that is really helping her. And it's making her, you know, more aware. She's now telling me that, Mommy, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for them.
Okay.
I was like, wow.
That's great. I really can see her, you know, going and doing big things as she gets older in life. I mean, you know, be that
Thank
she
you.
Decides to keep writing and, you know, becomes a famous author to, you know, a motivational speaker or whatever else. I mean, she definitely, she's got her head for it.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
Have you're welcome. Have you had any have you guys had any kids approach you and say, you know, I want to write a book too? Has she inspired any children to think about writing as well?
Yes. Yep. We've had like maybe 4 or 5 kids that came to us and said that they were trying to write a book, and even adults. It's funny. Yep. Even adults. I had some people, you know, contact us and they said, well, I've been trying to get this book out for forever, and now since I see that a 6 year old can do it, I can do it. So I'm like, oh, that's great.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, you sure
yeah.
can.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. Yeah. Now, you guys have a blog, too, where is it just Lanaya, or are you also Latoya sharing information on?
It's myself, her dad, Lanaya, and then my cousin Sharice, and then her other PR person, Latasha. We all go in and we blog about different topics and stuff on her website.
Oh, great.
Okay, can you share that address for everybody so they can, you know, visit your guys' blog and see what you guys are up to and help support, you know, the anti-bullying, you know, cause and Lanaya and her book?
Yes. That is www.notfatbecauseiwannabe.com.
That's great. And then they can also contact you and send you guys emails through there as well. And
yes. They can leave comments on the blog, and there is a contact form to contact us directly.
That's great.
It's wonderful.
Now, is Lanaya going to be doing any speaking engagements at all during the fall, or no, just because you want her to focus on schoolwork? Because I know she's been to a few places and has talked a little bit
and
done the book signing.
She actually just did something, was it last Thursday? She did an event last Thursday. But I want to try to let her focus on school. She can possibly do, like, interviews and stuff like that, you know, over the phone and internet, that type of thing. But I don't want to take too much time away from her schoolwork. So
yeah,
I would say the weekends would be preferable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot. You know, it's a lot.
Important. Yeah.
Yep. Education is most important.
You guys seem very busy. Yeah, very, very busy family. Well, is there anything as a parent you want to share with our listeners about, you know, Lanaya, about the book, about the whole being an advocate against bullying and
The main message that I want to share with parents is communication with your child is key. You know, just being able to talk to them, even if you really don't have time, like if you're transporting them somewhere, like when I pick Lanaya up from daycare, they may be like 15 minutes from home. Or 10 minutes from home, I'll talk as soon as I pick her up. We'll, you know, I'm like, how's your day? What happened today? Like, I want to know all details. So, you know, she's able to talk to me more easily. So, you know, that's what I would recommend for parents, just to really talk to your child and see what's going on, because there could be other things going on that you may never know if you don't talk to your child about it.
Right.
And you want to create an open line of communication and make them more comfortable, because a lot of times kids aren't comfortable with talking with their parents. So you want to create like a friendship and also, you know, outside of just the parenting.
Yeah, I agree. It took a long time for my son and I to get there. And I'm a very dominant personality. I talk about that a lot on the different shows I do here on the World of Ink. We talk about how I could be a dominant force, but I admit it. The good thing is I'm aware of it, so I try and taper it. But it took until my son was probably about 13 years old for us to actually have a relationship to where he can tell me that he doesn't like something, even if I ask him to do something and he doesn't want to do it, where he feels like he can tell me and we can joke about it, but he still knows he has to go do it.
Right.
That kind of thing. But I know a lot of parents don't have it, and for the longest time, and obviously it was my first, so I was very much like a lot of new parents were like, well, you must do as I tell you, because I'm the mom.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And obviously that doesn't, you know, create a very open flow of communication. I'm a lot better now with my youngest is 18 months, but with my six-year-old, I'm much better. I mean, we can joke and talk. I mean, she knows when I ask her to go, you know, gather up the trash to go help her brother take the trash out, she has to go do it. But she also knows she can joke with me and tell me about her day and tell me what she likes and doesn't like, and I'll listen, even if I don't, you know, I'm not going to always say, well, okay, fine, if you don't, like, want to do that, you don't have to. I mean, there's times, of course, you still got to do it because that's just growing
right.
up. But, you know, mm-hmm. it's definitely much better. But I agree. You know, it's as parents, we definitely have to remember that we can't just say, well, because I told you, and never give a reason why or to sit down and communicate with our kids, because that's really how I think, at least in my opinion, communication happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we have to be willing, if we can't explain ourselves to them, what makes, you know, a kid's not going to think, well, how can I explain myself to you? You don't do it, you know, to me.
Right,
there's
got to
be some type of level of respect there with each other's feelings. So I agree with you on that. I'd love to talk to Anaya one more time before we end up getting off the show. We only have a few more minutes left. So
yep.
if we can
here
talk to her really quick.
Right. Yes, you can. Definitely. Here she is.
All right.
Here you go.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Well, we're getting to the end of the show, so we wanted to bring you back on really quick to tell you again that we think it's great that you're a young author and you have a book out there and you're sharing with kids to not bully other kids. Is there can you share with our listeners what you want them to know before we get off the show tonight? What your biggest thing is you want everybody to remember?
Bullying is not cool to do because it hurts people's feelings.
That's good. I like that.
Oh,
well, we hope
yeah.
that you will write another book, Lanaya, and we think that you can do anything you want to do because you are one bright girl. You're very smart.
Thank you.
You're
you
welcome.
Are wonderful.
And I want you to know that everybody who has visited your blog tour that you've done, the World of Ink tour that's been on all the different websites, this last month, all
yes.
of them have told, I've gotten emails from people, and they have told me that they think that you are one of the sweetest girls that they have met or have learned about on a website, and they're very inspired by the fact that you're six and you have a book, and they think that you are one beautiful girl.
Well, can you tell them I said thank you?
I will. I will let them know that. And I want you to know everybody at Stories for Children Publishing, myself, Irene, and all the other editors are very inspired by what you are doing. We think it's great, and we hope that all the other kids who read our magazine and will be inspired by you and will want to write as well and become good readers and learn not to bully other kids.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry, my kids are making noise in the background. Those would be my two young kids. Well, we want you to have a good night and a good week, and we hope you have a very happy school year and make lots of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're
take
welcome.
Care.
Okay.
Yes, and take care, and we want to say goodbye to your mom really quick, so if you can put her on really fast.
Okay.
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 Thank you
goodbye.
For having me.
We're
oh, you're
glad
so
to
welcome.
Have you.
Hello.
Hello. We just wanted to thank you for taking the time out tonight, you and Lanaya, and to talk with us, you know, let our readers, now I'm back on the magazine frame of mind, our listeners, I have to flip flop between magazine brain and Blog Talk Radio brain.
Our listeners
know more about you guys. No,
it was a
great pleasure.
It happened the other way. It has been a pleasure. Thank you guys.
It has. And for those who are listening, just so they know, I just worked with putting a book trailer together for Linnea's book, Not Fat Because I Want to Be. And I'm hoping that we'll have that wrapped up before the end of this week. So we'll have that on the Stories for Children YouTube channel. So you guys can check it out and just kind of get a quick blurb on the book. Plus, you can tune in to the World of Ink Network anytime and listen to the show again on demand. If you weren't able to catch the whole show, it will be available on demand within 2 hours after the show ends, I think, is when it usually comes up. And then also if you want to read interviews, author spotlights, book reviews, interviews, all kinds of different stuff that's been going on through the World of Ink tour this month in August, you can go to storiesforchildrenpublishing.com, click under the World of Ink tab, and you will see Linnea Bailey's name, and you can click on it, and you can visit all the different stops she's had all month long. I want to say there's been like 30 of them or more.
Right.
One of our most popular, she's been one of our most popular toured authors, actually, that we've had. I think only like two people couldn't host her that are World of Ink hosts because they had stuff going on, so they weren't going to be around. But, yeah, so pretty much almost everybody on our list was signed up for Linnea.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah, it's
great.
It's been really popular, and we've been seeing a lot of great comments. So it's been a good tour for her.
Thank you.
It's been great having you guys. And you know,
thank
if anything
so
pops
much.
Up that you're welcome. If anything pops up that I can think of, I will definitely shoot you, you guys, an email to share with you guys because I think this is such an important thing. Like I said 2 months ago on my Family Matters show with Keisha Barnum, we talked about bullying and the effects it has, you know, not just, you know, not just on kids being bullied, but I mean, even kids who are bullied. I mean, a lot of them, they're insecure kids and they're acting out because they're either being abused at home or, you know, they're jealous of the other kids. I mean, it's either way, you know, just because kids are being bullied, you know, protecting them is important, but stopping those bullies and find out why they're doing it is so important as well.
Right.
So, I mean, this is just, you know, an important thing. So I wish you guys much success and I really hope that word spreads more and more. And we look forward to any future books that Linnea writes because, like I said, she's very talented. I mean,
thank you. She's working on a coloring book right now, a follow-up.
Good for her.
And I think that's great. It's something that can easily be, you know, handed, you know, I could see a lot of daycares and preschools and, you know, early elementary schools, you know, handing out. I don't know if your school district does that, but our school district usually buys a few books and gives them out as back-to-school presents to our kids. So that'd be really great, a really great thing.
I want to send you some books, too, Virginia.
Okay.
Send you some extra books to hand out at the school and stuff like that, just, you know, so the word can get out to more kids because, like you said, it's a very important message.
It is, and it's definitely something our school out here in the Washington County, St. George area is talking about. So, yeah, I would love to share it with my school district even more, so I will do that for you guys. So, and then
I'll
again, can you just
sharing
give them...
it with mine as well. Sorry, Virginia. I was just going to say that I'm also going to be sharing it with my kids as well because I do a lot of volunteer work in elementary schools, and I think this is exactly what they need. So I will be certainly reading it. Yeah.
Thank
you.
So thank you so much for such a wonderful book.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you share with our listeners one more time your guys' blog so they can visit you guys there?
Okay, yes. The web address is www.notfatbecauseiwantabe.com.
All right, thank you. And we wish you guys a great evening and a very successful school year and success with the book.
Thank you.
And thank you for being on the show.
Thank you guys for having us. We really enjoyed it. And thank you for giving us a platform to help share our message.
You're welcome. And so you're welcome. And so our listeners know, we have no other shows planned this week. I talked to Marcia Cook, And as far as I know, she hasn't sprung a surprise show on me. So our next show won't be until September 6th, I think it is the first show that we'll have back on here, which is A Good Story is a Good Story with Marcia Cook. I don't remember who her guest is. I'm sorry, everybody. And then there may be possibly a show that same week on the Friday. We're still discussing it. Otherwise, we won't be back on until after a week after Labor Day. So, but again, you can always tune into any of our shows, listen to them on demand at the World of Ink Network or on iTunes. And we thank you all for listening. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you all soon. Too. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Follow me to the World of Ink.